The Orthodox Church of the Protection of the Mother of God, Hinchova. The Orthodox Church of the Protection of Our Lady in Hinchova is one of the most impressive examples of wooden sacral architecture in this part of the Carpathians. The temple served Greek Catholics for about 250 years, but has served as an Orthodox parish church since 1958. Hinchova is situated in the valley of the Rupa River, between Ustragolitskia and Visova. The village is thought to have been first settled in the 15th century. The majority of its inhabitants were Ruthenians, who, with time, started to be called Lemkos. Originally, they subscribed to the Orthodox Church. However, after some of the Orthodox bishops signed the Act of Union with the Catholic Church, they became Uniates, also known as Greek Catholics since the end of the 18th century. The Church of the Protection of Our Lady was built in the first half of the 17th century as an Orthodox church, as evidenced by a foundation plaque dated 1644 and bearing the name of Lazar Hansovsky, probably a carpenter. The church was thoroughly repaired and rebuilt in the second half of the 19th century. The Uniates worshipped in the church until 1947. Then, all Lemkos, with the exception of one family, were expelled by the communist authorities of People's Poland from their native village to what were called the recovered territories. The building probably stood on the site of an earlier church. Its existence is evidenced by a fragment of a beam bearing the date 1644 and the name Lazar Hansovsky, found during renovation. The Uniates prayed in the church until 1947. It was then that most Lemkos were expelled from their homeland by the communist authorities of People's Poland and resettled in what were called the recovered territories. At first, the abandoned church was used by Roman Catholics. Eventually, it became an Orthodox church. The church is oriented, meaning that the chancel with the altar points to the east, where it is believed the Saviour will reappear at the end of time. A wide nave intended for the congregation connects with the chancel. Behind it, on the west side, there is a babinets where only women used to gather. Above the babinets and the small vestibule that precedes it rises the tower, which may be the oldest surviving element of the building, dating back to the 18th century. The walls of the church were built in a log construction. The beams were laid horizontally and joined in the corners. The tower, on the other hand, has a timber frame construction. It is supported on vertical posts, which are reinforced with horizontal and diagonal beams. The decoration and furnishings of the church come mainly from the 18th and 19th centuries. Particularly interesting are the paintings that cover the walls and ceilings. The original iconostasis is particularly eye-catching. It is a wall separating the nave from the chancel with a number of icons. The side altars, the altar in the chancel, and the flags are also worth a look.